you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard, was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator, and the governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you again. Jack is alive and back home, and my deepest apologies for that. I was just misread everything, and I apologize, but he is alive, and we are grateful for that.
I misread the English language. That's my favorite part of that clip. I just saw it there. I wanted to play that again. That's an oldie but a goodie about a month ago that happened. I love the fact I misread it. No, you didn't. You just said everything different.
Yeah, the whole thing was wrong.
Misreading is like, because Todd and I'll do some live commercials here. Oh, I misread that real quickly. You just changed the whole concept.
And again.
Oh, no, he's very much alive.
And again, not some local news in backwater nowhere.
New York City.
New York City.
Did he get fired or?
No, he probably does well for him. He's obviously a professional news anchor in a major market. I'm sure he makes some good coin. He didn't do anything wrong there. No. It was just idiotic. It was just dumb.
Jack is dead.
He didn't earn any fines or upset any advertisers. He just was a dumbass.
Right. I love that he said Jack has died, and then the very first clip was the doctor saying he fought and he's Jack's very much alive now.
But if he were
I misread the word Jack is dead. No, that's a word you can't misread that. Jack is dead.
Long live Jack.
Right.
But if you were in a position where they were thinking about firing him, that would have been the last straw.
Yeah, they could have pushed him out.
Yeah, but Bush is right, though. It didn't piss off an advertiser. It wasn't racist. It wasn't. It was just a stupid thing.
He was just dumb.
Yeah.
And again.
Otherwise, and by the way, we all do dumb things broadcasting, so believe me, I don't want people to get fired for everything in broadcasting, or we wouldn't have had a job years ago.
And you can't see it in that clip, but again, as he's saying, Jack has died, they're showing a clip of him walking out of the hospital hugging his family.
That's the funny part.
Look at the monitor.
Right.
It's right there in front of you.
See, but the difference between something we do and what a news anchor does is, well, first of all, they're on the air.
Everything.
60 minutes a day tops.
Maybe.
And they're reading stuff off of a teleprompter.
Right.
They are not speaking extemporaneously.
Not at all.
And that's where you can stick your foot in your mouth and misspeak. And we do it all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Because we speak extemporaneously. Right. There's nothing that's written down on this show.
Not at all.
Well, except for what
I read. Deadpool names. And what Craig reads.
Yeah. And the Deadpool names we have written down in front of us. Some of the...
These people are actually really... No. Who did die?
Jerry Stiller.
Jerry is very much alive.
No, he's actually dead.
No, he did.
Jerry's dead now. No.
At age 93, 161 players. Homeless Huge Dong gets a hit, as does Home Nurse 12. House of Nuru gets a hit. I-80 Bigfoot gets a hit. I Can't Say That Name gets a hit. I Eat Tod Pods gets a hit. I See Porn Through Craig's Eyes.
I do.
Ivan, What does 175 get me?
It's not, here's five, let me touch it. No, right. It's what's 175?
175.
That's a big jump.
Inflation. You probably get a lot for 175.
Inflation's kicking in, man.
Yeah, he's up the budget.
Right.
I am not Kevin.
I think it's I am not effing Kevin, if you want to be completely right. Right, Craig?
No.
You were dropping F-bombs on those folks, weren't you? When they kept thinking you were
right.
Kevin?
Yeah, but
oh, that guy.
That's what that was from.
Yeah.
The text
I remember
chain,
now.
When they thought you were Kevin.
They thought you were a 13-year-old boy.
Right. They did. So when I started cursing at them to get me off their text chain.
It was like a baseball team, right?
This was
random
last
number,
year.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, last year they somehow included me in their text chain and they would not let me out. I kept trying to explain to them
I am not Kevin.
That I am not this kid you think I am.
Kevin must have missed the game. The actual Kevin.
And they kept saying, Kevin, you're funny. No, really, this isn't Kevin. So I start swearing at them to get so that they will take me off their text chain.
That's
and
funny.
So then one of the coaches jumps in, Kevin, come on, man, don't do that.
And then you said, this
dude, not Kevin.
How did I actually figure out that you weren't
eventually,
Kevin?
After a few days of not being Kevin,
you became Kevin. Greg was 4 for 5 that weekend.
I get a call from a number I don't recognize.
Good night, Kevin.
Two doubles. Yeah.
I kicked ass at first base.
Yeah.
So
Kevin's old.
Yeah. Eventually, I get a phone call. It's from a number that, you know, doesn't show up, you know, right, that I don't recognize, but I answer it. It turns out it's one of these kids. And he says, hey, Kevin, you're going to show up today,
I'm telling you, the real Kevin missed the damn games.
And I'm like, look, I know you think I'm Kevin or this number is Kevin's. I'm obviously not Kevin. You hear me talking to you now. I'm not Kevin.
Right.
It's like, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, you're crazy.
That's exactly what Kevin would do.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not Kevin.
That's totally Kevin.
Please take me off the list. And they said, okay. Then I get a call back almost immediately. And the kid says, all right, we're sorry we didn't take you off the list. He was very nice.
Okay, all right.
He was very nice and called back to say, geez, sorry, this is our bad. Yeah. This whole time we thought you were Kevin.
Like, I know. Even when you were dropping text F-bombs on them.
Especially when I was dropping the F-bombs on them. Then they were sure it was Kevin.
You should drop the mom card, these guys. I'm not Kevin, but I'm hanging out with your moms.
You should get back in touch with them and find out if Kevin's ready to play ball.
Yeah.
Because that's a controversy now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Should be.
And Tyler's in the middle of all that.
Big time.
There are a bunch of baseball dads who are ready to go, aren't there?
Yeah, we're waiting until June, I guess. I don't know. It's.
Are you comfortable with that?
I'm not.
I don't know that I would be comfortable with that.
I don't even know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but then again, we're libtard pussies.
I don't know what's going to happen to this.
And we are on the side of caution. It's amazing how a situation like this can bring out just all kinds of emotions on both sides. It just amps up every emotion.
Well, you know what? I refuse to think that people are, I'm not going to, people are dying. You see people being buried. I mean, we're not living on the East Coast. People are, they're dying here too, by the way. And the cases are going up tremendously in this state. We're a national news story now because of our dumbass governor. Whatever.
Like, I don't understand the tantrum over wearing a mask.
Nope.
Don't get it at all.
I don't want to talk to you either.
Yeah.
How inconvenient is that, really?
It's not.
No, it's not at all. Well, like, this is something that really requires everybody to come together,
yes,
but there's
does.
Not going to be anything that brings everybody together.
You know why?
No.
Because the divider-in-chief, been doing that 3.5 years, he's successful at it, and he's going to continue.
Well, I think social media contributes to that. I think all kinds of media contributes to that.
Right. No, wearing a mask is the correct thing. This isn't both sides of the story. That's the correct thing.
Yeah, but some people feel otherwise.
Well, then they're wrong.
I don't believe it.
That's not an opinion thing.
Yeah, but they're wrong, but they're still out there.
Of course they are.
And we got to deal with that.
I'm not saying it's a,
people got to deal with that.
Oh, of course we do.
Not us necessarily, because, I stay curled up in a ball most of the day.
Unless you're ready to shred.
That's just doing yoga.
You got to save your energy for all that
curl
shredding.
Up in a ball.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's what your class will be today. They'll just tell you. Just curl up in a ball and lay on your mat for an hour and 15 minutes.
Cry, you pussy.
It's not a very good workout. But...
Weeping dog.
Get out there and go to a bar.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So as far as the Men's Health Sex in America survey, people were asked how often they orgasm during sex.
How about Kevin? He's older now. It was a year ago.
Not even going to get into that. Yeah. Nowhere near that. Nowhere near it.
Orgasm during sex. Most guys orgasm once.
Yeah.
And then if you have time, maybe another
one. What percentage?
One. But once.
Yeah. Would you like to guess?
When's the last time?
Say once.
When's the last time you've gone for round two?
Nah, once.
Would you like to guess the number of times or the percentage of men who say that they finish every time they have sex?
Oh, they finish every time.
Every time.
Well, unless you're
90.
Unless you're drunk, yeah. Whiskey dink sometimes happens. I would say 90%. Yeah, 90%.
That's a pretty big number.
Yeah.
Well, according to this survey, 57.
Some guys just get bored.
Yeah.
The backswing.
So, are they faking it?
I get bored.
27% of
I've
women.
I've tried that.
Faking it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you fake it?
You don't.
You don't.
Well, yeah, you just try to be like, you know. And then... And what was the dude's name?
And the thing is that we have stuff that
yeah,
shows up.
There's
there's no evidence.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and that's all booze.
Right, it's booze, right. Oh, yeah, I get it. Been there.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the vodka takes over, and I'm on the
stops the shred.
I'm on the pup list, the physically unable to perform.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you think you're able to perform, and it turns out that's not the case.
No.
And you find out it's too late by the time you find out.
Yeah, you're good for about a minute, and then.
This
blah,
could,
blah, yeah.
I'm no, sorry. I really thought that, but no.
Yeah, I would think it's. I've never faked it. I think it'd be difficult for a guy to fake
it.
Oh,
I've people.
It's
I know
impossible.
People, people have done it. They've tried it. I know a guy did that a couple of times.
Well, I mean, if she.
To you? With you?
No, yeah, with me. No, I can tell. I can tell.
Because
yeah.
the temperature on your back doesn't change.
Hey, Wes, your dad. Wes, your dad. Great.
But it's way easier for a chick to fake it.
Of course.
Yeah. I think if you were a dude wearing a condom, it would be easier to fake
it. Oh, you could do it then, yeah.
Well, and it's easier for a woman to fake it because we want to believe.
Right.
You know, that reflects well on us.
But just 27% of women say every time for them.
I believe that.
I'm surprised the number's that high.
Yeah.
Really?
31% of the women say usually but not always. 14%, 50-50. Eh. 14% of us, or I should say 14% of people in their 30s, say that it is important to know your partner's astrological sign.
The hell does that matter?
No.
No.
10% of 20-somethings, 12% of 40-somethings, and 7% of people that are 50 or over.
I know because my wife is mine. Same month, that's why.
Feel it's important to know your partner's
Otherwise, I would not know
sign.
That. Otherwise, I would not know that.
Who has actually had a threesome? Was one of the questions in the sex survey.
Chick's got to be there, right?
No.
No.
Oh, no, I mean... I thought you were asking us.
Well, there's got to be one. Well, you could have a same-sex threesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's included.
Yeah.
I'm not in that club.
Well, what they say is
Or even the opposite sex threesome. Not in that club.
No, they still count threesomes as two dudes and a chick. And we disagree, but they still count it that way.
Yeah, anytime there are three people. Participants.
Yes. Yeah.
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 We have a little different definition, but you know, the commonly accepted definition of a threesome is three people.
Three people.
53% of people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or pansexual have had a three-way. 53%. 18% of people who identify as straight say that they have actually had a threesome.
Yeah, because I think threesomes, everybody's touching everybody. And what we've talked about, that's usually just two guys banging a girl, and that's not a threesome.
Well, it depends on who's answering the question.
Well, they're not touching each other.
But if they think it's a threesome, then they're going to answer yes to the question.
Okay. Like, aren't you high-fiving?
You might high-five.
If you and a buddy are tagging a chick. Right. I mean, there's only one guy in this room that can answer that question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're high-fiving?
No, I never. No, we just, it was just no high-fiving.
Is that the Eiffel Tower?
Just winking?
Don't you have to high-five
whatever
to make it an official Eiffel Tower?
We're all getting some.
No high-five and no eye contact.
Yep.
Stop looking at my balls, man.
They were also asked, how would you feel about a threesome in the future? 5% of respondents say, it's basically my life's goal.
It's the holy grail.
Yes, it is.
There's really nothing more I want.
25% say that they wouldn't say no if the opportunity arose, but apparently they're not going to go looking for it. 18% not sure. 50% just said no, outright no. No threesome.
And they're lying.
And for some reason, 3% preferred not to answer.
Oh, because she's right there?
No, because Jesus is listening. That's it.
Yeah.
Jesus knows your thoughts.
I mean, early in the relationship, everybody kind of floats that out there, don't they?
Yeah, and there's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Generally. Or just occasionally over the years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, just checking it. Right,
see if you've evolved on those stance.
You get that right buzz on, everybody's having a good time. Hey, honey, we should try it. Not going to happen. Damn it.
Still no. All right.
Still no. All right. Yeah, I've done that.
Just had to take your temperature on that every few years.
Yeah.
But see,
in the beginning, I've always floated that. Yeah. Always. And
always.
100% of the time, I got not going to happen.
See, I'd be the one worrying that, you know, if say the situation was presented to you, you'd want to say yes. But I think in the back of your head, you'd be going, yeah, but this is going to end up ending horribly.
Nope, doesn't matter. I've heard people say it all the time. Nope, I'm diving in.
I would be thinking down the road three steps and probably trying to second guess myself.
Not me. No, probably not.
Not me. Now, granted, if it was involved two women that wasn't my wife and it was cheating, I would think that because I don't want to get dumped and I don't want to cheat. But in other situations, nope, head first. How about it, Craig?
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Don't go head first. You're going to hurt somebody. That big old noggin.
32%.
Yeah, if you got the okay, you would be like, you sure?
Yeah, no. No. Like that guy, we had an email from a guy that is promised one in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Once the pandemic,
he's got that
over
to look forward to.
But he's also got, the problem with that is she could change her mind any time. And he's pissed off about the pandemic more than probably we are.
I would imagine he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a guy who wants a drop dead day for coronavirus. Right. It's just going to end so my wife can bring her hot looking friend over.
Or why? You just say, listen, let's bring her here and live for 14 days. Just quarantine with her.
She's probably not willing to commit to that.
Maybe not.
She's not that into it.
Bugman, right?
Was it?
That was his name, Bugman.
Yeah, that seems to be right.
Yeah.
32% of men said that they are okay with filming the sex between the two of them. And 18% of women said they are fine with the sex being filmed.
Yeah.
Never did the video thing. Well, now you can do it with the phones. It's so easy to do it now.
Never really wanted to.
No.
Because I've seen myself in the mirror, and that's enough. I don't need to see it on film, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have no interest in watching that.
Right, because you'd look at that.
I wouldn't either.
And you'd compare it to the professionals and you'd decide, man, I got to you can't delete that fast enough.
No.
Oh, I'm making faces.
Right. You imagine your face.
I've seen the
face
pros
you
do
make
it.
When your toes are curling. We match up. You imagine our faces, all dudes' faces.
There's a lot of jiggling and
well, that part,
I don't need that.
Yeah. How about just on your face?
Let that sink in for a second.
I don't even
that stuck to the tape.
What you're asking there?
Just on your face.
No, I mean you have an Craig. Your face on camera during an actual orgasm. You having an orgasm?
Right.
You imagine that? You know what you mean.
What's the point? I don't want to see anybody's face doing anything.
I know.
I don't.
It would sound like when Todd has one.
I mean, even in the
sounds like a big moth.
In the professional work, they don't show the guy's face.
They don't. Well,
no.
Well, no, they don't. I think they used to back in the day more.
Yeah.
It was like a side edit. Then get out of there.
Just a quick flash.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
But normally they don't even show that. So
they generally don't even show his upper torso at that point.
good point, Puss. You orgasm like a big moth. It does sound like that.
So let's give the audience a second to absorb that. Take that visual. Yeah. All of our O faces.
You flying towards the light.
There's four or five people out there listening going,
seen that face.
Yeah, don't need that.
I had to tune out for a second. So do that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.